Good day. It's Moni Uncut. I hope you've had a great day, no matter what time it is. Hope you've had a great night, a great morning, great afternoon. It's Moni, M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E. You know, I like to put my thoughts out there whenever I get them, which is all the time. I have my coffee and I was just like thinking about a couple of things as always. One thing that's important to me right now during like a transition in my life is staying true to who I am. And the one person that I really admire that has been this person, well, there's two people actually, and I actually consider them like almost father figures or big uncles or something like that for me, because their stories, their stories resonate with me. How they live their lives resonates with me. So, Eric Thomas and C.T. Fletcher. These two men have gone against the grain, being very vocal about their lives. One is they're both passionate speakers, but one is, more of a Christian based preacher, doesn't cuss, but he's intense and he tells you what you need to know. He's straightforward. He lives his life being completely who he is. A lot of people don't accept him as a speaker because he doesn't wear suits. He says, well, I guess that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not supposed to be talking to this group of people because they're not going to accept me in my sweats, t-shirt, hat, and Jordans. And so often we compromise who we are to fit in someone else's idea of what they think I should be, how I should approach these people. I should approach these people like this because that's what they want to look at when they're listening to this. C.T. Fletcher, his cussing, he is outrageous. And I love it. He had his story about his father, and his father was a preacher, and how like his father just like watched his mother just die and did nothing, like, and his mother like waited on the father hand and foot, was sick and was still cooking and cleaning and taking care of stuff. Like, what type of life is that to live? Kevin Samuels, he's not even in as far as like what I'm speaking about, but I'm just bringing him up because he's somebody that's really talked about right now. And I ain't gonna lie, I listen to him, but the reason why I listen to him is not why people think, oh, I'm not a follower of Kevin Samuels. I do respect his opinion, as everybody has one, and people forget that we live in America and that we are all human and we should all have our opinions. You don't have to agree with the shit. Just like people don't agree with Christianity. Just like some people are straight and some people are gay. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You might not be what they are, But you know, you just, it is what it is. So people have to understand that everybody is going to be different. People have been the same for so long that or have gone along a certain route for so long in different aspects of life that people don't understand how to accept people that are different, I guess. We've accepted, as a society, we've accepted the gay community, but now parts of that wants people to go further. I'm, you know, we can learn to accept people for who they are and live a normal life. We don't have to like focus on degrading people for what they do. Like that, to me, that's is stupid. Like, don't focus your attention on being negative towards somebody who doesn't think like you. Like, stop. And don't feel like a person should do something you want them to do. If a person chooses to speak up about something, that's their opinion. That's their business. If a person chooses not to, okay, that's fine. But don't like, oh, if you don't accept this or if you don't say something, then you're this. Don't do that. Don't do that. There are some people, because I remember when I was younger and I used to listen to my parents, and it would talk about different preachers, and it would say, like, these preachers need to speak on this, and they need to speak on this. But why? Apparently, there's some preachers, some speakers that were inspired to speak on certain things. I don't feel it's not necessary for people to do whatever someone else is telling them to do. When I started writing about my life, I was told, even though I was inspiring people and I was helping people when I first started writing about my life in 2015, I was told that I needed to stop and get deliverance and stuff. And I was threatened to be sued and all kinds of stuff from family. After I had already written about my life and let it go. Now, the stuff still is still sometimes painful, but I've come pretty much let everything go. Now it's more like just memories and stuff, and just remembering. Okay, well, just be cautious about certain things. But I took a stand to do something that people don't normally do. Reality of a Preacher's Daughter is about my life. So if it's about my life and what impacts me, then why should I stop talking about it? People are so afraid, because people do people so shitty. People are so afraid that, you know, they're going to be looked at in a bad way, or somebody's going to lie on them. Well, that's true. Some people do lie. But then they're also afraid that the truth's going to come out. My thing is, the whole point of me putting that out there was for me to release stuff that had been holding me back, to forgive and to let it go. I'm still going to put out a book about my life, but the focus is not, how I'm doing it is a little bit different than how I was doing. It's just going to be a little bit different. But I was scrutinized for telling about my life, while the people who are scrutinizing me are miserable. they're completely miserable. Those are the people that were scrutinizing you. So people who are successful, happy, healthy, wealthy, whatever, they don't have time to sit around and find shit to say about people. And it's just like, if you really about something and you have some goals and you enjoy in life, you don't want to sit around and be miserable. You just don't want to do that. So you're not going to, like, you know, just feel like you got to go around and talk shit to somebody or about somebody. Look, I commend people for being who they are. And how people look at me is their opinion. I get it. Some people don't like it. Some people look at me, oh, you paint yourself and take photos with your chest out. Again, that's what I do when I do it. That's who I am. Oh, well. You also have a skincare business and you do that. And shouldn't you be more professional? I am so frustrated. It's so frustrating to know that people, and I saw this quote yesterday. Oh, let me get back to this point. That people, regardless of what you do, they're going to judge you. Right? That's a quote that I saw yesterday. One of my IG, somebody on IG posted it. No matter what you do, you're going to be judged. I mean, so you might as well just be completely yourself. Absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. Be who you are. Stop trying to fit into somebody's idea of who you should be. That's the reason why people are so fucking miserable. People lost sight of dreams and ideas that they've had in the past and are living off of what they think they should do. And they don't give themselves a chance to succeed at what they love. People like downplay passions and downplay the desires, like, oh, that's just a fantasy, but it's not. It actually can be reality, but you have to create that reality. I understand that people go overboard. I understand that. Everybody wants to be a millionaire, be rich, have Coach, Prada, and all the designer labels, and people, you know, fake and live their lives like they are these multimillionaires, but live in a studio apartment. Okay. If that's what they do and that's what makes them feel good, okay. Now, if they're miserable, then maybe they should reevaluate, you know, what they do. But at the end of the day, why is it any of your concern what somebody else is motherfucking doing? Why is it any of your concern somebody's opinion of something? Oh, I need to know how you feel about this. Why? Why? Why you need to know? You know, it's first of all, people are sensitive as hell these days. People are used to getting stuff when they want it. They're used to, I don't know what's wrong with sometimes the people. They have no drive and no ambition in there, and then the ambition and drives goes to creating controversial conversation because you're trying to get somebody to say something that is completely unnecessary. It's like, why is this conversation even valid at this point? And then they try to validate everything that they're saying, but it still makes no sense. And there's no way to correct those people because they're going to be right regardless. There's no way to make there's no way to make those people like believe like you. There's no way. So just let people do what they do. And if you need to part ways with certain people, even though that you think that, you know, oh, well, but they're my this and they're that, and I don't want to hurt them or whatever. Well, if it's hurting you to be around me because I'm not thinking like you, then it's okay for you to remove yourself. I really, people need to understand how energy works, because uneasy energy can create a domino effect of issues. If you're feeling uneasy and it's bothering you, of course, you can go evaluate yourself and see, but maybe you need to separate yourself to see what's going on. Is it you? Some people will not ever find fault in themselves. Never. It's cool. So then if a person is bothering you and you don't see any fault in yourself, then just remove yourself anyway. If you see fault in the other person, okay, remove yourself. Because you first, the bottom line is you weren't happy. The way this person receives what you're saying or doesn't want to participate in your conversations or whatever, you know, just let the person go. It's okay. I know this is a hard topic, and I try to, like, sometimes I really try to sugarcoat shit because people are sensitive as shit these days. Yeah, I do it. Some shit I don't sugarcoat. Some shit I don't. But considering the amount of sensitivity is at an all-time motherfucking high. Okay? I mean, it really, really is. But I can't change people's sensitivity. I really can't. The point of this podcast was just saying to allow people to be themselves. People will affect who they need to affect. Everybody isn't for everybody. There are times in people's lives when people are for other people, and that's when, you know, that relationship might be going strong. And then there are other times when, you know, things, it's over. So let it be over. Don't force it. Forcing shit can be very uncomfortable. People have to learn to let it be. Don't force shit. I'm just thinking about, like, my life. Because, again, my life isn't like other people's lives. I don't do shit like people. My shit ain't normal. I'm considered all types of things to certain people. Everybody don't like everything I do. But the people I'm supposed to impact, I will. So if I just remember that, I just got to keep that in my head. That it's okay to be me. But that is something that I fight with on a regular basis myself. Just being who I am. Oh, maybe I need to, like, maybe I need to be more like this. Maybe an elevation, like taking care of yourself, and you know, I always think that elevation is necessary. But being still who you are. There's nothing wrong with being who you are. And I'm speaking to myself. Because I am constantly seeing, oh, it's so annoying. You've got to, like, change this about you to be able to fit into this group of people that collect art. But the most different people that stood out especially looking at myself as an artist. Yes, I have a business, a skincare business, but I'm an artist. And I'm an artist, like, before anything, I'm a creator. I create shit. So, looking at my life, I see where a lot of me was stifled because I was too busy trying to be liked by everybody, and I still wasn't. So it's better just to be who you are and to love that person. Like, I love being creative. I love painting myself and putting dots on bottles, and the time that it might take, you know, 30, 40 hours to do a whole damn bottle. But I love the process, the tedious process. I love the relaxation that it gives me. I love creating music. I love talking about my life and what I want, my desires. I like being unique. I don't like being like everybody else. I don't like fitting in. And people want you to. And people will put like stipulations on you. I heard Eric Thomas say that he was offered a speaking engagement, and they were like, oh, well, you just need to wear a suit. Well, if he's been doing it for all these many years, what, 15, 20 years, whatever, got a PhD and all this, and you're trying to tell him, you're telling him, the only way you can do this engagement is if you wear a suit. Why would he change who he is, who he's been all these years, to get your little piece of money? That's disrespectful for even him to be asked that. Oh, I'm going to give you this engagement. I want you to speak. I'm going to pay you this amount of money. But you got to wear a suit. The disrespect. Do you see that I've been doing this for this amount of years? You're going to tell me what to do? Do you know who I am? It's like with people, you know, trying to make artists conform. Now, some shit is ridiculous. Now, come on now. I mean, morality is one thing. You know. Shit. Some shit is just, what the hell? What the hell? I don't know. I think we all walking around like, not the Tin Man, but Scarecrow. No, not the Scarecrow. Who needed a brain? In the Oz. Wizard of Oz. Who needed a brain? The lion. The lion. No, the lion needed a heart. Who needed a brain? Scarecrow? Ciao. Anyway, let me get off here because I'm starting to ramble, thinking about random thoughts. But I hope you will be yourself. I hope you will listen to your heart, listen to what you need for you, and do what you need to do for you to make yourself completely happy. Happiness doesn't look like being a millionaire to everyone. Happiness doesn't look like having a G-Wagon or having, like, you know, millionaire friends and celebrity friends. It doesn't look like that for everyone. What does your happiness look like? Sometimes people's happiness just looks like being off grid, having some solar panels, and having a yard where all you do is play in your garden and listen to the trees and do some woodworking. So what does it look like to you? Everybody's doesn't look the same. We have to stop faking and pretending and going with the flow. Stop. Be who you are. Everybody's not supposed to be out here in giraffe eyelashes and 20-inch stilettos. Everybody's not supposed to do that. That's not what everybody really desires. And that is a fact. Everybody don't want lace fronts. A lot of people love their natural short hair. You know, and just because somebody's hair is short doesn't mean it's unhealthy. You never know how long, because when that shrinkage get in, you never know how long it really is. People need to stop, like, with the bullshit, okay? I hope you love yourself. Be happy. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing. You are handsome. You are qualified. You are successful. You make things happen. And go out there and do the shit. And love yourself for it. Don't be listening to everybody around you and all their bullshit. Listen to yourself. Listen to your heart. Understand what you want. And fix you. Stop trying to allow everything around you to fix you. And fix yourself. Sometimes you have to get by yourself. Be alone. Stop listening to the phone and people all calling you. And listen to the TV and listen to all this bullshit. Sometimes you have to listen to yourself. Find out who you are and fix you. I hope you have a great day. It's Moni. Oh, yeah. Wait. Moni.com. MOUXNIE. You can go there and see what I got to update it. But, yeah. Moni.com. It's Moni.